This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. With less than a week until Election Day, former Vice President Joe Biden spent Wednesday focusing on fighting the coronavirus, while President Donald Trump stayed on the campaign trail. AP's Ed Donahue reports.
Biden stayed in Delaware and was briefed by health experts on the virus.
I'm not running on the false promise of being able to end this pandemic by flipping a switch.
Biden says even if he wins, ending the pandemic will take hard work.
We'll let science drive our decisions. We will deal honestly with the American people. And we'll never, ever, ever quit.
In Arizona, President Trump touted a vaccine.
A safe vaccine is coming very quickly. You're going to have it momentarily, that eradicates the virus, and we're rounding the turn regardless.
Few wore masks in the crowd. Practically every state is seeing a rise in coronavirus cases. I'm Ed Donahue.
The CEOs of Twitter, Facebook, and Google faced some tough questions at a Senate hearing Wednesday for alleged anti-conservative bias in the company's social media platforms. Twitter's Jack Dorsey, Facebook's Mark Zuckerberg, and Google's Sundar Pichai testified to the Senate Science, Commerce, and Transportation Committee virtually over their restrictions on certain content on their platforms. Google CEO Sundar Pichai says his company does not lean to the left or right when it comes to covering politics.
We approach our work without political bias, full stop. To do otherwise would be contrary to both our business interests and our mission, which compels us to make information accessible to every type of person.
The Trump administration, seizing on unfounded accusations of bias against conservative views, has asked Congress to strip some of the protections that have generally shielded the tech companies from legal responsibility for what people post on their platforms. This is VOA.